Good morning. We're continuing Chaylam Hilchos Shabbos Klal Chof, and we're learning Siman Zayin, where he's discussing putting something into a Kli Rishon, which when you put it in, it's a davar yovish and fully cooked, and it should be mutter to do so. But it, meanwhile, it dissolves and it becomes a liquid, and it ends up that the Kli Rishon is going to take that liquid and going to be cooking it. We both opinion that it's mutter to do so. We yesh. I remember now we're going to bring the opinion which says that it's not. The hodermin the bayavish shiris bashal oshech bishal, that which we said this rule that something which is a dover yavish which has been fully cooked, there's no concept of bishal anymore afterwards. Udafkalinyan the shroys to become shadayin yinishur yavish, it's only if you, after you soak it into the put into the condition to sit there, it will remain as a solid. Alba kashiyin the more, but our scenario which you're discussing right now, that it's going to dissolve or it's going to liquefy. So put sugar, which is fully cooked, into the Kli Rishon, and it dissolves. So now you have the sugar which was there before, and now it's a liquid. And it, even though it's fully cooked, it's a liquid which is being reheated as usur. The also problem came habidino kitin darilach shenitzan in usur mishum bishul. So it has the same thing as a liquid which has been fully cooked, but there's a problem bishul to reheat it. So this is the same thing over here as well, and this is the second opinion. So what can we do? So you can take the you can add the sugar, but not into a Kli Rishon, because we have a rule a Kli Rishon does not cook. So put it into the Kli Rishon. So but putting in a Kli Rishon where it's possible to cook, we have to deal with it as a davar lach, which can be reheated or recooked in the Kli Rishon. So that situation where historically the sugar dafka b'Kli Sheni, you cannot put it into a Kli Rishon because that'll be usur, because it's considered getting cooked, even though it's fully cooked, it's considered getting cooked because it's dealt with as a liquid. And the fil arusalah b'Kli Rishon usur. We know that your Kli Rishon cooks Kedai Klipa, so even pouring on it, so a person can't put the sugar in the cup first and then pour from the urn, which is the Kli Rishon, into the cup, which is the Kli Sheni, because he's pouring directly from the Kli Rishon onto the sugar which is there. He could take the cup, put it next to the urn, take the water out, and now the cup is a Kli Sheni. Then a person is allowed to put sugar into the Kli Sheni. But to pour onto it from the Kli Rishon is a problem. Now, the mutter leading sukkah of filled with Kli Rishon, emushim bishul, kimin twenty special, but dinu kimelak shenasa yedi bishul, ayin shomay rom sukkat lamed aleph. He says it's mutter. We deal with it as a salad. He puts it there. It has status of a salad, the same way like a case of salt. V'chein oser. Now. But that's what he says. But meanwhile, we've been saying right now that there's going to be a yesh oisim, that it's a problem. Furthermore, we can also retain pastita but makam shiyat saladas, but a person cannot put pastita, this knish, which had like fat inside of it, pieces of fat, which you put there, it would start to liquefy. So you would end up, you're doing bishul on those, on that liquid item now, which is fully cooked. But it's a liquid, and we hold there's bishul. There's a second bishul by liquids, and this is a liquid now. Even though we put it there, it was a solid. So we have this machlokes whether there is a din of bishul in a situation where it's going to be nimuach. It's going to be nimuach very quickly. Is that considered bishul when the person does that or not? Assuming bishul lach or bishul by lach, what's the lach? So it says makom tzarich, you can be makel. And of course, the person did so, they would not become usur because there's an argument that what he did is permitted, so there was no din of Meister Shabbos. So practically, a person putting instant tea, a person putting instant coffee, a person putting sugar, all these things, they were cooked once upon a time, and now they're a salad. So Mikra Dini is saying that there is a, there should not be bishul anymore, but we should be makar not to do so. If a person wants to do that, he should make sure he's putting it into a Kli Sheni. I klisheni is mavashal by Kali Bishop or Machmer, but not over here. We do not combine the two chumras together. We mentioned this idea. We do not combine the two chumras together, and the person does not have to be machmer that you can't put it into a klisheni. Okay, now in Simchas he's going to move on to discuss the status of Bishul Lach or Bishul by a double Lach. Meanwhile, have a good day.